Farm Bureau leaders hit the Capitol. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And they've always supported Farm Bureau, and we've always had good relationships with them.
This week, Farm Bureau leaders from across the state have been making their presence known on Capitol Hill in Nashville as hundreds are making their annual legislative visits. House Speaker Beth Harwell says even though she doesn't have many farmers in her district, it's important that she hears about those farm issues.
There's a reason why in our great seal of the state of Tennessee, agriculture is prominent. It really is the pillar of our society here in Tennessee. We're proud of that. But you're right, you've got to get the word out. People have to appreciate the difficulties you face and why and how some of the things we do in the legislative body impact your industry.
Speaker Harwell says while she may not have many farmers in her district of Nashville, she does enjoy the products they produce. And Russell Vance made the trip to the Capitol from Cannon County with other farmers in his area, and he feels it's definitely important to make the effort to let his legislators know about the issues facing the ag industry.
And we come down here to talk to them and tell us the problems we have and everything, and they just really do a good job for them. And like I say, I don't do much talking and whatever, but whenever I think it's really important for us to come and talk to our legislators and tell them what we think. Us being on the farm in Cannon County.
Representative John Mark Wendell of Livingston knows his farmers well from his rural district, but still likes to know what's on their mind.
Well, I think it's crucial, and Willard Brown, Michael Garrett, Jim Bledsoe, those are all leaders in the ag community. Not just in the ag community, they're leaders in the community. And it's important to me to get their input to know which way the issues are trending. I think it's incumbent upon members of the General Assembly and also upon farmers that are leaders in that community to make sure that the general public understands what kind of challenges that they face.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.